unofficialmills.co.uk is the unofficial fan site of Scott Mills.
Right, I've been given this number. Whoa. Just a text that's come in saying that this man is the Scott Mills imposter, the one I'm about to phone. This guy is going around to bars, pubs and clubs pretending to be me and amazingly scoring with lots of girls. So I'm going to call him now. I knew he'd find him.
Brilliant.
Whoa. You wait till I speak to him. This is not a happy face.
Hello.
Is this Steve?
Yeah, hi.
Steve, Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Now, a friend of yours gave me your number.
Yeah.
Because you're the imposter, aren't you?
Well...
You were in Paignton, in Devon, at the weekend, weren't you?
No.
And you got off... No, you... Listen, you got off with Mel...
Yeah.
...claiming you were me. Is that correct? And you had a friend with you who was pretending to be Chappers.
No, that's
Is this
me.
Correct?
No, that's
At
not
the
me.
Weekend, you were in Devon, and you got off with Mel, and saying you, said you were Scott Mills.
That's not me.
It's not you?
No.
And you've never impersonated me before?
Not deliberately.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there was one occasion,
What? Well, continue.
Well, it was a couple of years ago, and, I'm a resident DJ at Reading University Students' Union, and it was the Summer Ball, and you've been playing at the Summer Ball, and, Wheatus were there as well.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, anyway, after Wheatus had finished and you'd gone away, I was on the decks, and, there was a group of girls standing at the front of the stage, like, shouting and waving at me, about 20, 30 girls. It's quite unusual for me, I don't normally get that reaction, but, anyway, so I thought I'd sort of go over and have a look what was going on, so I walked to the front of the stage, and, I noticed her shouting, Scott, Scott, and basically I thought I was you.
And you played along with it?
Well, it would have been rude not to, really. I didn't want to...
How long for?
Oh, well, most of the evening.
And what occurred?
Well, I pulled a couple of them, just, you know, signed a few autographs.
Did you say you pulled a couple of them?
Yeah. there's 42 girls out there now who think that they pulled you, but actually it was me.
Anyone that was at Reading Uni, like, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember their names?
I don't know.
No.
It was quite a few, I didn't get the names. But...
How many did you snog that night, pretending to be me?
Four or five, probably. But they were all, like, together, so it wasn't like they were even bothered I'd snogged, like, the previous ones. You know, I was just walking my way along the line.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens.
There's a better bit to come.
Go on.
Is that a few of my mates were there as well, and they didn't realise that these girls thought that I was you. So they thought that the next day, my mate Tom said, Steve, he said, who are all these girls? I didn't realise you had such a big fan club. So I pretended that they were, like, just a load of my groupies who I met every week.
Did you get props from your mates for that?
They thought it was brilliant.
This is Radio 1.
Oh, the Desperate Housewives fans are on now. Don't you dare say what happens at the end of Desperate Housewives. I won't. But thanks to everyone for telling me on the text. Cheers. You're so kind. 4:45. Mel?
Hi.
How's things?
That was really embarrassing.
What?
I'm so embarrassed about the whole thing. My mates have just been really taking the mick.
If you weren't listening yesterday, Mel is the one who got off with Scott Mills, the imposter. we're trying to track him down at the moment, Mel.
Yeah.
What I want you to do, you have computer access?
I have got computer access,
right.
Yeah.
I want you to go to Radio 1 online, which is bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Yeah.
Go to my pages, right?
Yeah.
And on there now, for everyone else to use as well, I want you to download a wanted poster. Which
right.
we've made, right? And
right.
I want you to take it to the bar, print it off, take it to the bar where you met him, and put it up in that bar in Paignton so that no one else will fall for his cruel ruse.
Do I really have to go back there?
Yeah, you need to go back there and put it up in the bar. Just ask them if they'll put it up, okay?
Okay, will do.
Also, Mel.
Yeah?
We've done a reconstruction, you know, like in Crime Watch?
Yeah?
Just in case anyone that may have been in the bar that night was there, but, you know, wasn't quite aware of what was going on.
Right.
So, we've done it using actors. So,
right.
Could you tell me, did it go anything like this?
All right, Treacle.
Hello.
Yeah, you might recognise me. I am the actual Scott Mills off of Radio 1.
Really?
Hey, dirty boy. Oh, and this is my friend Chappers.
All right, Treacle.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, let's go back to your place for a bit of how's your father?
Okay.
Is that how it happened, Mel?
No. No.
Did he just ask you once and you said okay? Yeah?
No, it wasn't like that.
So it's not an accurate reconstruction, that?
You've missed out a few hours in between.
Mm. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, no, I can't believe it.